You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 27. Go forth, Northwest. I'm traveling this weekend to Vancouver, Washington, and Seattle. So this is being recorded while I'm away from my home studio. I'm just found the right type of area that I could be in here in this one room that's one of the most quietest at my wife's sister's house, so here in Vancouver, Washington. So I packed my microphone, laptop, and everything. So to you, the listener, you shouldn't notice any difference, but you might just because of, you know, there's some differences in acoustics. So hope everyone had a safe and awesome 4th of July, Independence Day here in the United States to celebrate the Founding Fathers' signing of the Declaration of Independence. So celebrating meant fireworks and barbecue and a lot of people. So anyway, it was fun. So with that, let's start the news. So as I just mentioned, fireworks are everywhere here on the 4th of July. Most states held some type of fireworks show. Here in Vancouver, Washington, it was at Fort Vancouver, where they had all sorts of food booths, dancing, singing, entertainment, but I didn't go. So 65,000 people expected. Family just didn't want to travel and to go to that fireworks show. So we hung out at my wife's sister's house here with neighbors and had good food, good drink, and some social time, and there were fireworks aplenty from nearby, homes. I wasn't sure what the legal thing is here in Washington for fireworks, but all the aerial ones were out, the artillery shells. Loud booms lasted till at least 11 o'clock at night, so it was fun. It was actually quite entertaining here, so. So other shows in the nation that had many fans gathering to see their big displays, all the states pretty much celebrated with fireworks. Most states have various local restrictions on what kind of fireworks can be purchased. Like I said, I don't know Washington State here. The aerial fireworks are the most popular to ban and light off and so if you have any dry areas like brush areas and all that, usually fireworks are quite banned. They do try to keep a control on that just to reduce brush fires. And so I've liked fireworks since I was a kid, and I still enjoy them as an adult. This week, Washington State opens its first stores to sell marijuana legally. So, those of you in a little brief history here. So marijuana has been illegal since 1937 in the United States. This year, starting in January, Colorado started selling it as of January 1st, and Washington is now starting to sell legalized marijuana. So, Colorado was first. They've been selling it for the last 7 months here, and the experiment seems to be taking off pretty well. Washington State took their time, dragged their feet. I'm not sure why. They wanted to. The Liquor Commission here in Washington State is the one running the legal marijuana. So maybe they probably had to get new forms and get new things of how to do different things. So, but now finally, dispensaries and retail establishments are going to sell it. The supply is very limited at this time. Which does make legal pot almost $800 an ounce. Yeah, pretty pricey. But I'm sure once the supply gets better, then prices should drop. They call this the experiment. It was voter referendum passed. So, obviously the majority of the people wanted legalized marijuana. So in both Colorado and Washington. So once, I'm not much of a pot smoker, these days. I did my teen years and, I've taken, a few hits over the years. But I do support this, and I hope it does end up being a success for both Colorado and Washington. And so far Colorado's doing quite well with it. They've made millions of dollars. There's still some legal hurdles to jump through, and I'm sure Washington will have their legal issues to contend with as well. But hey, it's here, and the residents are eager to have it here, and according to stories in the news, I think that more states are going to try this grand experiment. Open carry proponents not helping their cause. So, Target, this last week, became the latest retail business to suggest, they didn't impose a ban, open carry demonstrators to not bring their guns into the stores. So I'm not a fan of guns. I mean, if you want to own a gun, if you want to be legal and all that, that's fine. But, you know, this idea of open carry, you know, carrying your, you know, AK-47s or AR-15s or, you know, rifles or all this, you know, throughout a retail store, I can't get behind that. You know, you can disagree with me all you want, but I just don't see the point in it. The list of other businesses that have previously announced either bans or suggestions to not carry guns in the store, like Chipotle and, you know, some of those, you know, so Target, there was a picture of recently of open carry people that had their pictures taken while walking through Target aisles, you know, in the toy aisle, and they got a rifle attached to them, you know. So, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, those of you that are fans of guns, you can disagree with me all you want. I just don't see the point. I'm not okay with brandishing these weapons out in the public. You know, most of these open carry people, here's the point. So these open carry people, most have a dislike or hate for Middle Eastern countries, you know, where you do see, you know, guns in the streets and public stores and everything. So I don't get why they're doing this, because they're against this, but yet they're looking just like them. I mean, you know, in the show notes, I have a picture of that gives a good example of, you know, someone brandishing a gun in this country and then someone brandishing a gun in another country. So, you know, if you're against all the other countries doing this and you're trying to look like you're that same type of crowd, the gun carrying crowd in the public, I'm sorry, but it's a valid comparison. So anyway, not to stir the pot up here, but you know, I wish the focus was more on peace and kindness. You know, I'm not trying to sound like a tree hugger or a hippie or anything like that, but you know, why do we feel like we need to, you know, brandish these things in the public? You know, you know, things happen. Yes, it's true. And you know, and you know, all the gun, you know, gun incidents, you know, the elementary school, the theaters, you know, mall, shopping malls. Okay, you know, maybe someone feels like they can, you know, play the vigilante or say, you know, the hero to save the day from these guys. And on occasion it does happen, but it doesn't happen as often as what is suggested. So anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. This week's rant: Washington state liquor prices are confusing. So the liquor sales here used to be controlled by the state, very much like Utah is a control state. But a voter amendment approved a deal to privatize liquor sales. So this happened last year, 2013, where grocery stores and private liquor stores and private stores and everything could now start selling liquor. But people were confused by the new prices. So what happened is when they privatized, they passed down some taxes. And I'm sure that these taxes are more than what they used to be. So, you know, like, for example, you know, there's a flat rate applied. Like, if you're going to buy, say, like, there's a bottle of, say, Pinnacle Vodka on sale for $14.99. So there's an extra $3.77 flat rate that's applied to that. But that's not the only tax. There's also a tax of 20.5% tacked onto each bottle of hard liquor. So beer and is excluded in all this. So that, you know, that turns that bottle of booze into $22, you know, pretty much. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's an extra, you know, you see the posted price of 15 and then you end up paying 22. So yeah, it's kind of sticker shock if you really think about it. So yes, you can now purchase liquor in the grocery stores and in places like BevMo, which, you know, are you know, sell just pretty much only liquor and beer and wine, but at a higher cost than what they were before when you could buy them from the state to run liquor stores. So most drinking residents that live here in Vancouver, Washington, that want to save money can easily drive less than 20 miles to a place called Hayden Island. It's between here and Portland in Oregon, to save on taxes. So Oregon has no sales tax. So, and the prices are obviously cheaper there, you know. So, you know, perhaps maybe changes could be made in the future. But for now, you end up, you know, paying more for the convenience of driving to your local Safeway or Fred Meyer. So, this week's shameless plug, I finally got to see New Order live in concert. So this is obviously my first time seeing the band live. I've been a fan of theirs since 1983, since the album Power, Corruption, and Lies. So this tour and many other tours before it, they didn't have any dates in Utah. So I'm not surprised. So I traveled to Seattle to see them. So part of being down here in Vancouver, we also went up to Seattle on Sunday, and I got to see them with friends. You know, it was a great venue, awesome show. Bernard Sumner still has great vocal abilities. I mean, I was quite impressed with his vocal range. So yeah, longtime fans of the band. Peter Hook was not there. He left in 2007. But Tom Chapman cloned his bass lines very well. Even new songs were played, called Singularity and another called Plastic. Very synth heavy in their sound. So, you know, we got there early enough to where I got to be up front. You know, for the most of the show, I was behind just a couple people. And then the last two songs, enough people left to where I was able to get right on the front row in front of the stage. So I had unobstructed view of the band. So it was very cool. And I love their music. I've loved it for the last 31 years that I've been a fan. And I'm glad I finally got to see them. Listen to me. Bring on the heat. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.